This document is the official letter informing Jewish faculty members at the University of Bologna that they were being dismissed from service, effective from December 14, 1938. The University of Bologna was one of the institutions more severely affected, with 49 academic staff members subjected to forced resignation, including Professor Gustavo Del Vecchio, Chair of Corporate Economy. Discriminatory measures also affected 1,344 Jewish students, both national and international, many of whom had sought refuge from Germany and Central and Eastern Europe after the Nazi regime's rise to power. These students were systematically denied the opportunity to continue their studies and were deprived of scholarships, housing, and institutional support. The post-Holocaust period was characterized by the absence of real reparation policies. Survivor students were only allowed retroactive enrollment for the years following their expulsion, subject to the payment of the accumulated tuition fees, as if their academic interruption had been voluntary. Reintegration policies for expelled faculty members were equally inadequate. Those appointed in their place were allowed to remain, while returning Jewish scholars were offered equivalent roles or alternative solutions. Bologna University has chosen to deal with this past by preserving memory and stimulating reflection. With this in mind, in 1998, a plaque was placed in the main building of the rectorate, which reads as follows. The University of Bologna wishes to remind itself and its young people here of the ignominy of the Russian laws which, with the acquiescent silence of the scientific community, irremediably deprived it of the generous and delighted minds of Jewish teachers and students.